Darkness had almost overtaken the small band emerging from the damp forest. For an hour now, a steady rain had fallen, and all seven young people who trudged down the muddy road were soaked to the skin. A lightning bolt scratched the darkness, blinding Josh Adams. Instinctively, he twisted his head away and squeezed his eyes shut, then promptly stepped into a hole and fell sprawling.
"Josh, are you all right?"
Sarah Collingwood was at his side in an instant, pulling at his arm. Unlike Josh, who was tall and gangly, she was small and graceful.
"The lightning didn't hit you, did it?"
she asked in a frightened voice.
"No, it didn't, and you can let go of my arm. I don't need any help."
Josh, at 14, was the same age as Sarah. However, he was the leader of this party, and it looked bad for the leader to fall flat on his face, so he pushed Sarah away almost angrily. He was easily embarrassed, and already felt himself to be clumsy and plain. He scraped at the mud on his shirt in disgust. "Some leader I am. Can't even stay on my feet." Then he glanced at the girl and noticed the hurt on her face.
"I'm sorry, Sarah. I guess I'm a little bit on edge." "I guess we all are," another voice said.
Bob Lee Jackson paused beside him. Jackson was never known as anything but Reb, for he came from the South. Another 14-year-old, Reb had light blue eyes and pale sun-bleached hair.
"Do you have any idea where we are, Josh?"
"No, I don't," Josh snapped. The others had caught up and now stood in a half circle, silently watching him.
"Well, don't look at me. It wasn't my idea to travel in this storm."
This was the sort of thing Josh despised. Others in the group, he felt, were more capable leaders, people such as Dave Cooper. But it was he who had been chosen by Goel to head the party. So now he peered forward and shook his head glumly.
"We'll just have to go on. We might not find a place to camp all night. Why don't we at least try to get under some trees?"
Jake Garfield was a small boy of 13, and he looked thoroughly miserable. Water ran down his soft black cap and dripped onto his shoulders. He shivered.
"Looks like we'll have to wait until morning to find a place to stay."
"No, there's got to be something not too far. We can't stay out in this." Josh wheeled and marched off down the road, his feet squishing in the mud. He had not gone more than 100 yards when another lightning bolt rent the sky, this time not as brilliant. He batted his eyes and cried out,
"Look, up there, a house!"
Quickly, the others moved forward. Dark as it was, a house of sorts could be seen, nestled off the road under some huge elms.
"That must be the house Goel marked on the map,"
Josh cried excitedly.
"It looks like something out of an old TV series,"
Dave Cooper said grumpily. Sarah agreed, and the others looked troubled by the appearance of the building before them. It was a small, forlorn-looking dwelling. But despite its gloomy appearance, Josh realized they had little choice.
"Come on," he said, ignoring their remarks. "At least it's got a roof and four walls. Goel said they'd take us in, if it's the right place."
The seven sloshed up to the house, and wiping the rain from his eyes, Josh knocked on the door. It opened almost instantly, and the crackling in a large fireplace sent forth a cheerful sound.
"Who be you?"
The speaker was a short, muscular man with a set of suspicious dark eyes.
"What do you want?"
"We need a place to stay."
Josh was aware of the quiver in his voice.
"This ain't no inn. You'll have to go someplace else."
But before the man could slam the door shut, Sarah called out,
"Goel sent us. He said you'd take us in."
"Goel? Well, that's different." He stared.